Welcome. Welcome to the Soul Magic Podcast, and I'm your host, Jillian White, your soulful witch. After many moons of teaching in the spiritual realm, I've observed people moving through life on autopilot, missing the gifts, merely existing instead of truly living. My intention with this podcast is to help you hear the whispers of your soul and to trust the messages from the stars. Together, let's walk with intention of inviting magic into our lives and to awaken the spark within our souls. First and foremost, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to you for being here, for choosing to share your precious time with me. Your presence is deeply valued, and I do not take it for granted. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I truly appreciate your support. Today on this episode, we're going to chat about the magic of sisterhood, where we delve into the transformative power of women's sacred gatherings. I'm honored to share this space with you today, especially as we celebrate a significant milestone. Yes, a milestone for me, apparently. Just yesterday, Facebook sent me a note to celebrate my private Facebook group, The Wild Sister Tribe. If you're not in it, definitely go check it out. But apparently it's been 7 incredible years since the birth of the tribe. From its inception, this group has been a haven, a sacred space within Facebook. It's been a space filled with inspiration, support, prayers, dancing, and of course, plenty of laughter. We do love our memes. When I created this group, I had a simple vision to cultivate a safe and sacred and powerful circle where authenticity reigns and connections deepen. I guess it wasn't that simple. But oh my word, how beautifully that vision has unfolded. Thank you. Thank you to each and every one of my amazing sisters. Your presence, your energy, your wisdom is what makes this online tribe truly magical. And I am deeply grateful. And during this week of reaching my milestone, it coincides with the International Women's Day. I find that particularly profound. It serves as a beautiful reminder of the journey I've been on, celebrating, connecting, and hopefully inspiring women, creating magic for sure. But it's been wonderful to reflect on all the sacred sister circles I've hosted over the years. And not sure of the time, but it was way before Facebook. I have hosted many circles, mostly in person, but also online, welcoming hundreds of women through those sacred gates. It all began actually humbly in the warmth of my living room, where a small group of 6 and sometimes fewer convened monthly. Yet whether our numbers are grand or intimate, yes, I have had circles with over 80. That was wild. But no matter the size, the power of our gathering remains potent. Life as we know is a labyrinth of challenges, mental, spiritual, emotional. Amidst these complexities, seeking support from like-minded group, a community, for our well-being is vital as to tending our physical health. I've learned that having a nurturing tribe, however small or large, where one feels safe and heard, is essential. It's about cultivating a circle of souls who see and value you, standing as pillars of support in times of need. In gathering together, women reclaim their voices and heal wounds of patriarchy. Through sisterhood and solidarity, we forge a path towards empowerment and liberation. As International Women's Day approaches, and if you're listening to this episode after the fact, that's perfectly fine, as truly International Women's Day should be every day. Let us take a moment to reflect on the power of sisterhood and the importance of honoring the voices of women from all walks of life. Because together, including our brothers, we can dismantle systems of oppression and create a world where every woman, person is valued, respected, and celebrated. International Women's Day serves as a reminder of the historical and ongoing efforts to address gender disparities, promote women's rights, and create a more inclusive and equitable world for all. I'm going to just share a few key reasons why International Women's Day is important and how it supports communities worldwide. First, it raises awareness around issues affecting women globally: gender-based violence, unequal access to education, healthcare, economic inequality, political underrepresentation. Oh my word, there's so many things, but it's a great way to shine the light on the dark. Number two, it's a great day to celebrate groundbreaking women and recognize the invaluable contributions of women in every aspect of society. Yay! How about those mothers? I could use a little celebration. Number three, it promotes gender equality, which is not only a fundamental human right, but also a necessary foundation for a peaceful, prosperous, and sustainable world. If you want a peaceful world, we have to have balance. That's just it, period. It's time to inspire people, organizations, and governments to take concrete steps to dismantle barriers and create opportunities for women to thrive. Come on, let's get out there and stand up for equality. I can't believe I actually have to say all this, but here we are. We do. You might be surprised to hear that I'm laughing about this, but honestly, it's so infuriating and ridiculous that sometimes laughter is the only response. Otherwise, it will drive you mad. I'll speak for myself. But here we are. So number four, International Women's Day brings people together across cultures, languages, and backgrounds to celebrate women's achievements and advocate for gender equality. It fosters solidarity among women and allies, creating a sense of shared purpose and a collective action. Through community, we can amplify marginalized voices, challenge discriminatory norms, and build inclusive communities where everyone has the opportunity to reach their full potential. Doesn't it sound amazing? I don't know how people don't back this up. Come on. And there I go laughing again. But honestly, I do not take this lightly. It is so close to my heart and it infuriates me. And then number five, perhaps most importantly, International Women's Day empowers women to recognize their worth, embrace the unique talents and strengths, and demand the respect and dignity they deserve. It encourages women to assert their rights, pursue their passions, pursue opportunities for personal and professional growth. By empowering women, we unlock their potential to create positive change, not only in their own lives, but also within their families, their communities, and beyond. Like, shot it. It's a win-win for everyone, even our beloved Mother Earth, who too isn't treated well. So in conclusion, International Women's Day is not just a day of celebration. It's a powerful reminder of the ongoing struggle for gender equality and the collective responsibility we all share in creating a more just and inclusive world. By recognizing and honoring the contributions of women, advocating for their rights, and working together in community, you can build a future where every woman and girl can live with dignity, equality, and freedom. So with that in mind, I'd like to share a story I've written about the magic that unfolds when women come together in community. This tale encapsulates the essence of the enchanting bonds forged by the beautiful sisters who have joined me in gathering over the years. Once a month, as the moon swells to her fullest, the woods come alive with whispers of anticipation. Deep within the heart of the forest, nestled beneath the canopy of ancient trees, lies a round tent aglow with ethereal light of the moon. The air hums with magic, carrying the faint strains of celestial melodies and the crackling warmth of fire. The women begin to gather, their laughter intertwines with the songs of the night creatures, the rustle of leaves, the hoots of owls, and the distant calls of coyotes. Each sound is a thread woven into the fabric of their shared experience. It's a time of celebration, connection, and rediscovering the ancient bonds that tie them together. In the sacred circle, they are more than mere individuals. They are sisters, bound by the common thread of resilience and grace. They are a tribe united in purpose and spirit. They are a family chosen not by blood, but by resonance of their souls. They call it many names, sisterhood, camaraderie, kinship. But its essence remains unchanged. A circle of healing and empowerment, where each woman finds solace in the embrace of her spiritual family. As the moon casts her luminous gaze upon the gathering, she softly calls to all who dare to listen. Open. Open your heart and feel the presence of your sisters. For in the circle of womanhood lies a power unlike any other, an energy born from the depths of love, unity, and the timeless magic of the feminine soul. As you approach the threshold of the sacred space, a resonance stirs within your bones, echoing the ancient whispers of your lineage. It beckons, drawing you into its embrace with a familiarity that transcends time. The roundhouse's wooden doors swing open, calling you inside, and as you step over the threshold, it envelops you in a wave of comforting warmth, a womb-like haven cradling your spirit. Though the faces around you may be unfamiliar, there is a knowing deep within your soul that this is where you belong. And as you accept a cup of tea and find your place among the circle, a sense of home washes over you, grounding you in the collective energy of sisterhood. Hands interlocked, the circle is cast, each sister meeting the gaze of another with unwavering trust and love. With each declaration, the energy within the space swells, thickening the air, with the presence of elemental beings, ancestral guides and guardians of the four directions. The already full round house expands, accommodating the fastness of their collective presence. The passing of the rattle of truth heralds the priestess's proclamation. Speak your truth, for it is the most potent tool you possess. Yet before the words can flow outward, they must first be heard within. A symphony of whispers that resonate from the depths of one's soul. Close your eyes, she urges, and listen. Listen to the subtle cadence of your truth, the gentle murmurings that guide you along the path of self-discovery. In the silence, revelations may bloom, answers may emerge, and clarity may dawn like the first light of the morn. Within this circle of trust, sisters become sacred truth bearers, guardians of each other's vulnerabilities. Here in the safe haven, you're invited to share your truth, unravel the layers of your being, and lay bare the essence of your soul. For in the sharing, there is healing. In the listening, there is understanding. And in the embrace of sisterhood, there is an alchemy of transformation where truth becomes the cornerstone of empowerment and love becomes the catalyst for growth. In the sacred space, our words intertwine with tears, laughter dances freely, and even anger finds its voice as spells are woven with the power of our spoken word. Together we burn away barriers, release burdens, and hold space for healing our souls. As the night air exhales, softly celebrating the profound healing that has unfolded, it whispers its gentle approval. Well done, dear sisters, it seems to say, signaling that it is time to draw our gathering to a close. Standing united, we offer gratitude for the blessings exchanged and the deep healing received. With hands drawing the energy back onto ourselves, we collectively raise our arms, lifting the gifts of our experience skyward, releasing it like beautiful stars of hope to inspire, to bless, and strengthen all the sisters worldwide who may feel lost and alone. And though the circle dissolves, its essence remains unbroken, woven into the very fabric of sisterhood. With a whispered, merry meet, merry part, merry meet again, we honor the cyclical nature of our journey, embracing the eternal dance of connection and separation. stepping through the threshold to be traversed the sacred portal once more, emerging from the womb of the tent reborn. Though outwardly unchanged, something profound has shifted within us. We are the same yet different, deeper, healed, transformed by the alchemy of sisterhood and the magic of our shared experience. And that is what one of our circles may feel like. Pure magic. In our circles, we find not only support, but also a deep sense of connection and belonging. The sacred space we create allows us to be vulnerable, to share our stories, and to uplift each other in times of joy and sorrow. As we celebrate International Women's Week, day, month, year, let us reflect on the power of sisterhood and the importance of honoring the voices of women from all walks of life. Together, we can dismantle systems of oppression and create a world where every woman is valued, respected, and celebrated. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the alchemy of sisterhood. Until next time, may your circles be filled with love, unity, light, and transformational magic. So be it, and so it is. Our circle is open, but unbroken. Merry meet, merry part, merry meet again. Blessed be my magical souls.